What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. I am your host, moderator D. Moraney, and as always, I got my brethren with me. The one and only rocking the bucket hat.
It's your boy, Sean Capone, the greatest rapper never known, a.k.a. the Iron Geek.
The Iron Geek
in the building.
So you
tapping them out.
You introducing the Yeek Squad.
The Yeek Squad.
Big shout outs to our boy and former guest, the one and only.
I mean, shit, y'all. You got Mr. Yeek in the house, the Yeeky. You know what I mean? I be yeeking. That's why they call us the Yeek Squad, because it's a Yeeky situation. It's the Yeeky Wicked. Man, hey, we yeeking.
YG back in the building with us, aka Dr. Love, and the one and only
King OG in the building. You already know, sorry, smoke a lot.
Yes. So we're gonna chill tonight. Another honest conversation about hip hop. As always, we'll have different topics we'll go ahead and hit you with. Big shout outs to as always, Overtime Hustling the Magazine, Kid, and City Boy Ghost out of Oceanside. What's up? March 31st magazine is dropping, so make sure you go ahead and check that out. So, gentlemen, man, we're going to talk about some good shit tonight. But we're going to start off with a question that was posed to us earlier, or basically a statement that Bone Thugs and Harmony is not a top five hip-hop group of all time. So what I mean, group has to be more than two rappers. Can't be a rapper and a producer.
Group is three or better.
All right. So would you say, and I know, you know, we didn't do any pre-prep or anything on this. We just throwing this together. So excuse us if we have to retract some shit later. But hip hop history, is Bone Thugs and Harmony in your top five?
In mine? Yeah, definitely. I mean, they revolutionized this shit, man, and you know what I mean? They were part of, they're responsible with their music and just during that time frame. They're responsible for, you know what I mean, the industry being as big as it is. Because they were killing the game.
Yeah, they sold a lot of records, and I think sound-wise,
they changed the game. They were way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You know, the melodies and choruses and all that. A lot is due to Bone, and you know, I don't think they don't get their just due. You know what I mean? As far as just being so outside of the box and creative as, you know, hell with it.
So are they at the top of your five, or are they like number five?
Yeah. They're in the top five. I can't place their position. They would be in my top five.
Okay. King OG, what you say? Bone, Thugs, and Harmony, are they in the top five?
Top five, I wouldn't say I would put them in my top five just right off the bat, but they definitely legendary, and they like paved their own path and can't take nothing away from them. They status and they plaques and numbers and shit alone, you can't take nothing away from them, whether they was your favorite or not. So it kind of is what it is. But I probably wouldn't put them in my top five, but I would put them in my top 10, definitely.
All right. So YG, I know you disagree with the statement. So let me hear what your disagreement is.
What are we stating again? Can you repeat the question?
Bone Thugs, are they in the top five hip hop groups of all time? When we define groups,
I understand when you say groups and with how they brung it. I'll put them at like number three.
Number three, okay.
Because how they, the style they brung and how they delivered, like it was epic and it was different.
Yeah.
So they did their thing for that time.
Okay. So
we ain't got a sense.
Yeah.
And fuck the Migos.
Damn.
So the Migos, do you think the Migos are anywhere near the top five?
Nah, hell no.
I agree. Nah. Yeah, no, they way. Haven't put in enough work. Okay, I'm going to throw another name out there.
That's a whole different conversation.
It ain't about work. They don't got lyrics. They don't got style. They don't got skills.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to throw another name out there. The Ghetto Boys. Are they top five? Easier question. Who are you going with? Who's is Ghetto Boys above Bone? All right, YG, man, step to the mic. I want to hear what you got to say about that.
I'm going to go number one with the Ghetto Boys because I...
Okay.
Even though I ain't even heard that album, but that shit just... The name Ghetto Boys just stuck out to me. And I'm riding with them niggas.
Hell no, number one.
So just off name alone. You going with the Ghetto Boys off name alone?
Nah, I ain't going with them off name alone. Okay. I'm just saying down with the Ghetto Boys, yeah.
Okay, I got
that
you.
That shit suck out, though.
Yeah.
No way.
Guns. So are you going Ghetto Boys over... over Bold?
I wouldn't... I like Ghetto Boys, but I don't think... That was more of my style of shit that I like, but... I don't think Ghetto Boys is up there. They ain't no number one. You can't even put Ghetto Boys above N.W.A.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, would you take Bold above the Ghetto Boys?
Yeah, I would take Bone above Ghetto Boys. Only reason why is because of catalog. Bone did a lot of different styles and sounds and all that type of shit, but. Ghetto Boys came with they was the N.W.A. of the South at that time, so they kind of revolutionized Southern hip hop. So that made a bigger impact on me. But style wise, Bone opened up.
So you think musically, Bone was better than Scarface? I mean,
No, I think they catalog just made them bigger and just got a wider range because
he asked you a question though. Who is bigger?
I just answered that shit. Bone.
Bone. So, okay. I got you. So, let me switch it up. Let me throw another name out there. Bone or De La Soul?
Whoa.
Bone, man. Come on. De La.
I'm just naming names.
De La is classic, but, man, just numbers and chart-wise, you can't put a lot of groups up
against
that.
What did De La Soul sing? What did they sing?
You ever heard of De La Soul song?
De La Soul.
You cooler. Don't leave. Relax, man. Okay. So on a serious tip, Tribe Called Quest. Do you put Tribe ahead of Bold?
On my list, yeah.
Yeah. I think musically, you got to put Tribe ahead of Bold. Okay. Here was another name that was thrown out. Dipset.
Fuck no.
Who are we, Chrissy?
Hey, shout out to Cam. This nigga said, all right, Chrissy. Shout out to Cam and Jim Jones. Jones, Ted, everybody over there, man. No, G-Unit.
No.
Oh, man.
The Unit?
Come on, man. Olivia.
Olivia. Yo, they had tight music, but nigga, they didn't put up no Bone numbers and change the game like Bone.
The longevity wasn't there.
I ain't
there.
Taking nothing away from G Unit or Dipset. I fucked with all their music, but nigga, we just keeping it thorough. No.
NWA. Bold over NWA.
No.
Okay. So now we've established we have two groups ahead of Bold. So if Bold is five. What do we say? Tribe Called Quest and NWA. So we'll just go.
Run DMC.
We'll just go by number.
Man.
We'll just
go
by number.
Go at the top of the list.
So
Run DMC, NWA.
Where do you put
Wu Tang?
Where do you put Wu Tang?
Wu Tang got to be three or four.
Yeah. What? Wu Tang's three or four? Wow, I don't know about that. I got to say Wu's one.
No, because I can't just put Wu at number one because. A lot of the influence, the shit they did, came off of the dudes that cracked it up. If it wasn't no Run DMC and these other dudes and NWA's, wouldn't be no Wu.
Right, but Wu changed the vibe of hip hop at that
time.
But sprouted off. So
creating and changing is two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
no, but they created,
created
a whole Wu.
That's like they just took the baton. They took the baton and ran with it.
A vibe or a culture? Which one
do
you take?
It's the same. Well, it is a culture. When your music transcends, you got Fred Durst fucking with you and rocking over Wu-Tang tracks. When
Fred Durst or Aerosmith, who you gonna roll with? You know what I mean? Like,
when Wu-Tang or when RZA produced music is in Tarantino films or GZA was.
That's
GZA
somebody
shit.
That's ahead of Bone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wu-Tang is ahead of Bone.
So
I
don't know. I think Wu-Tang
chart
is
wise
up at the top.
And number
no
wise,
and to
I think I think I put Wu ahead of Bone.
Yeah.
Bone is right behind it, but
okay.
I put Wu
So let's so let's just regardless of position, we saying you said Joe, Run DMC, NWA, Wu Tang, Tribe Called Quest. Who else were we missing? Tribe Called Quest. Damn, there was another group. What about the Lox? Are the Lox above Bone?
No.
No, for my listening pleasure.
Lyrically,
yeah, but,
personal pleasure.
That's about it.
Yeah. It's like night and day, but when you get to charting and
And I love that shit, man. I love that shit.
So again, we got NWA.
Boring.
Or we got Run DMC, NWA, Tribe Called Quest. What about West Side Connection?
Yay. Nah, man, come on, bro.
I'm throwing other names out there. I feel like we're forgetting groups.
Hey, go to the next
topic. Man.
I feel like
we ain't
going to
get to the top of the top.
Don Mega.
What's going on?
He been smoking Don Mega.
Yeah. So we just transcend to the next topic. All right, YG. Producer, executive producer, YG. Yeah.
You want some cheesecake?
If you're Roman, and give me one.
Let's talk about this on just a nostalgic maybe feel. Maybe some shit currently. What do you think is your favorite hip hop sample, or what are some of your favorite hip hop samples? Like for me, it's the Wu "Can't It Be All So Simple" sample. I love that shit. Love that shit. What about you, Sime? Anybody?
Oh, man. Hey, come on.
Just off the top of your head.
Hey, look. I mean, this is what we're going to talk about. What's the latest news going on in hip-hop? And it's your boy, nigga, Yeeky signing in. And I'm in the building. And the latest issues going on in hip-hop. So let's talk about what's going on in hip-hop.
Let's go ahead, executive producer YG, and what is going on in hip hop? You talk to me.
It's a lot of nonsense going on in hip hop.
All right, speak on.
I see a lot of people all over the place. I don't see nobody like standing one lane. It's a lot of lane switching going on, and that's what's happening with hip hop. Everybody's lane switching.
Who's lane switching?
I'm not saying no names because I'm making the name, you know what I mean? So I can't start beefing while I'm trying to get to the beef.
So how are we going to talk about the news and hip-hop if you can't save
can't
no names?
Start beefing when I'm trying to get to the beef.
Yeah.
I ain't finna say no names, but you know what I'm talking about? If you know real rap music, if you know I'm from Eastside Compton, I'm from the Hub City. I'm an Eastside nigga.
Okay.
Eastside bouncing, nigga. Don't edit it, nigga, for the airways. Fuck all the dumb shit.
But anyway, you know what I mean? I use the bouncing in the Compton, but you know what I mean? My name Chris, Bruce, whatever. But yeah, nigga, I keep the shit 100 and I spit it from the belly. But yeah, the rap shit ain't the same, but shit, it's gonna take niggas like me to come change the shit. I'm an older nigga, I shouldn't even be doing it. But I gotta do it because these young niggas ain't doing it. And the shit they spin ain't relevant. It don't make sense. It's watered down. It's unofficial. You know what I mean? So you need a nigga with confidentials to come in there and nigga represent you. So I'm finna come in there and I'm finna spit for the people. And the YG, he's out of line about the pop.
Thank you.
Well, that was a commercial from Chris YG Jones.
Oh, shit.
So, Syve, you've had a couple of minutes to think now. What is your favorite hip hop sample?
Oh man, it's a lot of hard ones, man. It's so many, bro. I couldn't even give you a top 100, man. You know what I mean?
But just one that comes to mind.
One that comes to mind, I think the when the Alchemist flipped up the little 80s, what was that little weird? Dun, dun,
dun, dun. What was that? You talk about the track for Mobb Deep.
Yeah, shit.
Got It Twisted.
Yeah, Got It Twisted was a hard ass sample.
What was that shit? U2 or some shit?
Yeah, he flipped up.
You know what though? I was gonna say Alchemist one too, but I was gonna say
Al was hard.
The Realest, the one
Man, they got some
strings and shit.
They got some dope ass samples out there. Yeah. Who do you think might be the dopest sampler of the game?
Samples?
Yeah, samples.
Madlib.
Madlib? Yeah.
Nobody create dig like Madlib. I don't give a fuck who it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a lot of great ones, but Madlib.
Yeah. They all dope.
Yeah, man. We need to do a show where we can get more in-depth and produce it and talk about
different
shit.
Yeah, we need
to
show
like
producers love.
You
man.
Know?
Yeah, for real.
So, again, hey, perfect segue. If you're a producer out there and you want to get your music played as the background to the show, all we ask you be is it not be or be Spotify ready. So, meaning you... You know, on the beat, no sample issues, no nothing like that. You can send that to OvertimeHustlin at Gmail. And OvertimeHustlin without the G. Send those beats there and we'll play them on the back or the bed of the show. So.
Where did this Bone G Unit Dipset comparison come from?
He said G Unit. Well, you like, know what? Real? Less. Less shot. Or less. Had brought it up in the group conversation we was having and whatever. Him and Sy were going back and forth, and you know, I let him address his reply or what he was stated at another time. But so it came from Les. He was throwing out some names. I added some of my own names just to kind of see where Bo would be. But I guess everybody kind of said top five is where that's at. So. Earlier we were talking about young head beef and old head beef, and how now, you know, you got the dude 6ix9ine and you got Game entrenched in this in this beef. my personal feeling is, and I said this, I had a live post on Instagram, I don't know, a couple nights ago or whatnot, but my thing was that. In my opinion, Game is too big to be throwing shots at Tekashi, especially if Tekashi is not coming for Game first. So, how do y'all feel about that? Who wants to speak on that?
Game should be over that shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's really no reason to go in at him, you know, unless he dropping something soon. You know what I mean? That's the Game aftermath formula. You know, so it but Game, he do that shit for fun. You know, just go at these kids, man. You know what I mean? The stitches and all that stuff.
Basically messing with the youngsters.
Man, my opinion on it is,
let me know why you
let the little nigga do what he do. Let that nigga, he only 21, bro. Let that nigga go out here and have fun.
With the rainbow hair.
With the rainbow hair. I mean shit, I'm from the streets, I'm from Brompton. But nigga, when it comes to the street shit, nigga, we do what we do. We know how to go out here in the street. Nigga, we know we got some little weirdos from the hood. You know what I mean? You know how it go. Let the little nigga do what he do and stop hating. You get your money, they don't get his money. It shouldn't be no hate. Nigga, that nigga represent the same flag we represent. I think nigga's hating because that nigga just doing it and he hot right now. Nigga, that's coming from me. Nigga, I lie.
So wait, hold on. Let me ask you another question, YG. So, you definitely do you mess with his music?
I mean, I ain't really banged his music, but the little shit I heard that nigga was he was doing, he was flowing. But okay. I ain't never banged no his album or heard his music or that. I ain't never banged it and drop it. Shit I heard on my phone, this type of shit.
Okay, okay. So they got to the whip point where you throw it in, you actually mash into it.
I mean, no, I ain't. I mean, shit, you know what? I'm a bumped in ass nigga, so I'm still on. I'll be banging YG, I'll be banging gang. I'm off that Nipsey right now. I'm off that West Coast and that Mozzie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm off.
How you like that Nip?
Hey, that Nipsey, like, shit, I can sit back and roll on the freeway today. Like, I can go from here to the beach, nigga, album playing all the way back. And with the Nipsey plan, drinking, smoking, chilling with the bad bitch. Nipsey, yeah, that's your heart.
Alright, yeah, I thought the Nip was dope too. Nip had a definitely one of the best albums of the year. So, King OG, what you think, man?
About this whole 6ix9ine. About
the whole, yeah, the whole situation in general. Do you feel like this is a beef that Game should be, you know, interjected himself in?
I don't know if y'all remember this, but I spoke on it. I said, with the type of taunting that he do, I said it already. Like, I was like, this dude lucky that Game just was dealing with losing his pops. He was kind of occupied, but I guess since he had to go on tour and he back rapping again and shit like that, because Game is that petty type of nigga. You got to think about how many niggas that he done actually slapped and did all kind of shit on camera and had niggas roughed up and shit. So he's the nigga right up that alley, and then he pushed that industry gang banging real heavy. So people kind of look to him as nigga, like, nigga, as much blooding as you doing, that you didn't, many times you didn't sue whooped and, you know, so, you know, like, nigga, you better say something. Cause like, you like a blood ambassador as much as you didn't rep the flag. Like, niggas feel like somebody better say something. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this.
Not saying that I agree with what they're saying on either side, but just saying, like, I don't know. Like, nigga, I think it can go bad for what's name. If Game catch that nigga, it's a wrap, nigga. He'll sock that nigga up and not give a fuck and catch a little case for
so,
it.
So let me ask you this real quick. Do you think that Game can really throw a shot at Tekashi, considering that when he entered the game, a lot of questions arose about how real he was banging at the time? Let's not forget the whole, what's my man from the Bay he was beefing with?
Man, look, it don't matter. Man, look, the little nigga repping the B, we all repping the B. We repping the P. At the end of the day, we trying to get money and we trying to provide for our family. So all this gang banging shit, it should be out the window. And these niggas is getting money and still out here set tripping. Them niggas immature, homie. And that's 100. And that coming from a nigga trying to get it. Y'all niggas immature because y'all beefing over nothing. Dumbass niggas.
It ain't about. They is beefing about something because, nigga, It's like the army, nigga. If we all wear the same uniform, nigga, and your ways ain't right, nigga, I can speak on what you doing, nigga, because we on the same squad.
I see what you're saying.
That's why I don't understand, like, niggas that don't bang, that ain't Paru's or Bloods or nothing, they don't understand the protocol to the streets. They got these square booty niggas like Charlamagne and niggas that don't know nothing about banging. These niggas ain't no rules. These niggas ain't.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like
you compare it to the army, and we go compare the army to the Navy.
It is army.
Because you got the Navy, and you got different trainers. You got different trainers. So, therefore, the army and the Navy, they don't train the same. So, you do got the opposites out there, and we happen to be dealing with the opposites.
Nigga, it's on the same team, though. It don't matter, nigga.
But they train different. They separate. They do their routine. Their formats. Everything they do is separate from what the other team do.
Okay, what's so different about him to where he don't got to tap in with no Bloods on the West Coast and he never been here, but he repping. But every other nigga in the East Coast, down South, wherever, they link up with somebody. See, that's the misconception. The whole checking in thing is fucked up because
it ain't about checking in.
It's about linking up with somebody that's somebody out here on these streets to be on your team.
That's
look out for.
Thing.
That's
nigga,
it.
Link up with
I think they got the whole they got the whole shit twisted in these young niggas' head and his head too, like the whole checking in thing, like like when Nipsey said the extortion shit, like nah, it ain't that. When I go to the East, nigga, I'm hitting my niggas that I know from my hood out there, nigga, and I'm letting them know that I'm out there just in case, nigga, like, because you on the streets, nigga, nobody knows you. You in a whole nother state. When you hop off the plane, nigga, you ain't got no Glocks and extendos. You got to make it to where you make it to get to those things first. So, basically, I don't give a fuck who you is. You fresh meat when you touch down. You fresh meat. So, it's only, when you come to somebody's house, nigga, don't you knock or call before you come?
Right,
and
right.
Say, okay, I mean, yes, it ain't no.
So, it's the principles and really the politics of what is cracking that's making this happen.
It's a respect thing. If he wasn't repping Bloods like that with the big gown rags and all that, niggas wouldn't be able to have nothing to say like that. But they feel like, nigga, you waving what we waving. Nigga, you know, niggas like, nigga, all my dead homies and
pay
the
homage.
Years. Nigga, like nigga, it's generations of gang banging on the West. We 40, damn near 50 years deep. In the East and other places, they only 10, 15 maybe with this Blood and the Crippin'. So niggas out here take it to heart. So I understand.
So in the end, it's about the politics of it, and I feel what you're saying. You know, both, you know, YG, you were saying the Army and the Navy, but at the end of the day, they all, you know, report to the same government, and you're saying, you know, that's who you got to report to is the government. You know what I mean? If you're from Czechoslovakia, you got to check in with the Czechoslovakian government every once in a while, right?
Everything to the right is the same thing. I don't care where you in the different niggas in Paris, France. Overseas banging Korean shit under the same order. Why does one nigga get a pass to get to do whatever the fuck he wants?
Hey, that's
because he's on right now. That's
but we don't got no government to check into, nigga. We out here like we literally
it's a protocol.
Out here.
It's a protocol.
We out here in the streets.
It's a protocol to everything, nigga. It's guidelines once you join up with something. If you don't abide by the rules of the NFL or what you got to do to be on the team. Guess what? You get your ass kicked the fuck off the team or out the league. Nigga, it to everything, there's guidelines on how you can move.
How we gonna build us people then? How we gonna build?
That's a whole different discussion. We talking about banging.
We talking about banging.
But you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Malcolm Yeeks over here.
All my life I've been banging.
You know what I mean? Like that.
Martha
like,
Yeekin King over there.
It's an order to everything. You know what I mean? So... It's not, like, I understand what he's saying, like, he ain't trying to let nobody punk him and all this shit. I respect that, like, you know, but he kind of egged shit on to where he don't know that everybody ain't these young dudes that's in their mid-20s making discs that ain't like, got the power to get you touched for real, for real.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that the reason Tekashi is so on right now is because... There's a lot of fake gangsters just in the internet
society.
It's the
controversy. Everybody got their name in his mouth. He's always in the middle of everything.
No, but what I'm saying is he's streaming well and everything like that. That's not only New York. That's not only his hood holding him down. Do you feel that the people who are holding him down
the youngsters fucking with him.
The little internet.
The youngsters fucking with him. Gangster cats. And the people that admire gang culture and gangster rap. It's kind of like the same people that got on the bandwagon for 50 Cent when he was that nigga
was hot.
Right. You know, they try to live through rappers and get a peek into our lifestyle through rap. So, you know, it's a lot of young kids looking at him and then look, they can
feel like they being
they can relate more to somebody like him when they look at his face and look at his skin more than a dark-skinned nigga like 50 or nigga, they can relate to him more than they can Kendrick or somebody like that. Yeah. Why you think Drake's so successful? Because motherfuckers can relate. To when they look at him, they can relate. Even all the mixed kids in the world. All the white kids in the world. No, but imagine that. They can relate. No, just, nigga, that's human nature. You supposed to relate to people.
But I was banging Drake last night, and the homie was on my head like, nigga, what the fuck is this? Yeah. But the females got the rap in every song, and I was like, damn. nigga.
What Drake record was this you were banging?
I don't know what Drake record.
Drake mix. I don't know. You don't
it
know
was
the
a
name.
Mix, but
oh, hey, he had a Drake mix. YG hey, got a Drake mix.
Hey, yeah. Hey, the females was on every song. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeek sessions. So we talked. What was that last episode? We said, "What's the craziest hip hop joint you ever smashed to?" YG out there smashing to
Drake.
To and Drake.
That was just yesterday.
He smashing to Drake. Oh man, that's funny. But so, like I said, I feel that Tekashi's biggest connection is with the internet. Gangsters, the youngsters that aren't really out there living the life, so they don't know what the rules of the protocol are. They're just watching Tekashi do his thing.
You know what
you
it
think
is?
So?
People,
I think so.
People that not a part of the street code and the street life don't give a fuck about all that other shit. All they see is what he doing outside of that. They don't care about order with blood,
right,
blood
right, right.
culture. So that's the divide right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about that. Only people give a fuck about that is people like us that come from that culture. And that's it. That's
right.
Bottom line.
Yeah, okay. I think
that ain't stopping shit. He's still going to be hot whether niggas make diss songs or whatever until he start dropping bullshit or somebody snatch one of his chains and then that's going to change it. And see, that's the thing. Them same motherfuckers on his team dick riding everything that he doing and making him billboard chart with everything, them motherfuckers will change in a fucking heartbeat if somebody snatch one of them goddamn chains. They'll start shitting on that nigga. They on his nuts. He the hottest nigga in New York right now. Nigga, let something happen. Nigga, that
so
shit
you think if he gets punked or if
man,
he gets his chain snatched,
these motherfuckers
or,
ain't loyal.
You, so you think
fans,
all the fans
man?
are gonna drop
these
off?
These motherfuckers
him.
Ain't loyal. Fuck,
you
fuck these
so.
Niggas, man. For facts.
So even so, say he gets
facts.
Snuffed.
Nigga,
which
look
we don't
at 50.
Well, let me say this:
50 can't buy a hit right now, nigga.
Well,
and he was nigga out of this world
because 50 kept fucking his name up.
But you got to look at the
records that went
he
all
had.
That hot, challenging the Kanye, yeah. getting outsold. There was a lot of stuff. What I'm saying is this: what if somebody snuffed Tekashi? We hope that doesn't happen. But if it did, and he came back with a hot record, do you think he could rebound from that? Or do you think if something goes
no,
bad for this
because,
kid
you know,
in the street, he's done?
Everybody is liking it because he talking shit, and he ain't taking an L publicly yet. So it's like kind of people rooting for him. Like, you know what?
Yeah, he's like undefeated.
I like this little cocky right. motherfucker. He talking
but what
shit
happens when the fighter takes his first L? Do you think Tekashi will be able to rebound if that happens?
Yeah, he's going to rebound, but it's going to damage the numbers. The numbers ain't going to be the same. It's going to be people that don't give a fuck.
So you're saying he's never going to be at this height of his career
nah.
that he's at now? Okay. No. What say you, Mr. Executive Producer YG?
I mean, he finna get
we
his
we still
going
to watch Floyd after he get knocked down?
He going
to
get his
like
money and get
to?
Out, bro. Nah. He going to get his money and get out. He finna make it. He going to get as much he can get, and he going to get out. That nigga, he ain't stupid. He no danger.
So let me ask you this. How long do you think he's going to be on relevant YG?
I give him to probably next year. You know what
okay.
I mean? Next year.
So a solid 2 years of the game.
I give him the next year, and then it's going to be somebody else weirder. You know what I mean?
We said weirder. Sime, what do you say? What say you, Sime Capone?
Say what?
On the Tekashi situation. If he takes an L, you think he can rebound from that?
Yeah, he definitely can because his fan base is not the motherfuckers living by the street code. You know what I mean? So they don't know the street code. So if he take that loss, he just take that loss. I think Tekashi, where he coming in the game, he being very rebellious with anybody mentioning him. He's not starting it or stating it, but he's responding and garnishing that attention. And I think more of what he represents, and we kind of overlooking, is just kind of the way that he's rebellious and he don't answer to nobody. You
no,
know what I mean? And that's
where
these kids
is,
are. That's where his fan base is
yeah,
at.
And that's the rock star vibe.
What it is, you're right. But what it is though, son, what you're missing is that when, not saying he going to like, I want to see him take an L, but if something happened to him publicly, which you know everybody got the phones and shit nowadays. The hip hop community gonna stop paying attention to him like that. Yeah. He ain't gonna be there.
But
at
I
the
don't.
Top.
I mean,
he ain't gonna be at the top of the list no more.
I don't think.
You know what I mean? That's gonna affect. That's what I'm saying. He's still gonna have the other people that don't give a fuck about street code, but all the blogs and all the people after that die down, it ain't gonna, he ain't gonna be at the top of the list of a nigga Hot Topics no more. He just gonna be able to just do what he do and live off his fan base. That's what I'm saying. And once the streets turn their back, nigga, it's like the industry follow the streets. And if you ain't made no real core fans once you was out there in the mainstream, then that's all you got.
I agree.
Once the streets say fuck you, then it kind of like everybody follows suit.
Yeah, but once, all right, so you said the colony start in the streets, but or the industry, it or the movement start from the streets, but the whole objective is, and it's fucked up with hip hop, but the truth is, that it start from the streets, but then it elevate into that corporate level. So he doesn't got to appease the streets. No, he's kind of graduated that level of the game. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, but I'm just saying, like, the streets.
He's above the streets
the
right
street
now.
The street hip-hop
he's garnishing that much attention.
The barbershop hip-hop talk, those people's opinions are what matters in hip-hop, though. That's what the industry motherfuckers get their information
and for,
to build the stars and put them out there
like
that. And
for artists like Tekashi, I feel the streets are pushing him right now. I don't think he's corporate yet because he hasn't gotten any. No one's endorsing him.
No endorsement.
No
deals,
one's sponsoring
you know what
him.
I mean?
None of that.
And he's doing all this independently. You know what I mean?
But he doesn't even have any independent sponsorships or endorsements you're
That's
hearing
what I'm
about. He's just, to my knowledge, he's showing up at shows and he's collecting checks.
That's it.
Much love to him. Keep doing your thing. But what I'm saying is he's still at a street level. So the streets got to fuck with him. Because if the streets turned on him, then all he's going to have are the internet folks, which I think are going to be a cool amount of numbers,
but it ain't gonna
but
be
so
the same.
You think
he's
it's
not,
the
he's
streets
not the
that's giving him
it
these 3 million
the
streams
yeah.
and all that?
I think it's, I think he has the streets.
Or you don't think it's just, I mean, you don't think it's the verbs
the streets are
that are trying to understand the street culture, you know what I mean?
You know how many wannabes right now living through his music right now?
Man, there's a motherfucker in Iowa right now saying blood, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
but
blood,
and that's what's
blood,
carrying
blood,
him
you
know,
online.
That's what I'm saying. You know how many little teenage kids in trying to decide whether they want to be hard or not in the mirror,
that's
hyping up to
that's
that
shit. That's the majority
like
of his fan base. What I'm saying is that's the majority of his
fan base. You
know
how many motherfuckers doing
six not this and
hey,
six
yeah.
not that?
The Slim Jesus type shit,
you know
what I mean?
Every word. They on some straight Slim Jesus shit in the mirror with 6ix9ine
on it. In my opinion, that what's the name of the song? Bobby or Billy? The Billy track is his best track, in my opinion. I just like the energy of it. You know, I thought
I really don't know the names. I think the
it's the one where he real animate. Well, he animated all the videos.
I think I like the one,
but
it's
the
Gummo?
One where he got the little
Gummo.
No, I don't like that's the first joint. I don't like Gummo. But that's you know that's my opinion on that.
What at the tracks? What do he do? Who do he feature with? Tory Lanez.
Yeah, he had Tory Lanez.
So that track, I thought that shocked the shit out of me when I was running through his music because I was like, oh, I didn't know he had it in him like that. That was it was a pretty dope track.
Shit. We got caught up in the conversation.
Yeah, no, we recorded the show. You live right now?
Yeah, been live.
Oh, what's up, y'all? We're not ignoring y'all. We had no idea. You know, King OG over here taping. We got your phone tapped.
How was you trying to pick up at the port?
So we were just discussing that Tekashi 6ix9ine ish. But man, good luck to him. Hopefully no beef comes out of this. Just let the kid make his records. Let him get his shit together, man.
He gotta humble himself as well too.
Hey, I give it
to him. He beat his court case, he got his GED.
He got heart.
Let him make
he
his
got
money.
Heart.
Hopefully,
I give him that much.
Yeah, hopefully he just stops running his mouth and saying wild shit and
just
can
be
start
about his business.
Can start making hits that are all about his music and not the hype that's around that. Hopefully he gets past that with whatever he's gonna go ahead and drop next. You know? Yeah, no, that's what I want him to live. I don't want him to get caught up in no beef.
That's why YG I don't
and get
him,
and get merch. He's
I don't
21.
Want that nigga. You know the
he said he lost his pops at 14. He got a dog.
I don't think the people around him are really
come on, man.
Filling him in.
You know,
nigga.
You got kids.
You playing with rap a lot, nigga? Are you serious?
It's not, man. It ain't even about him playing.
No, you
it's
you
about
talk,
him
you
being
talk.
Raised in New York and you fucking with California niggas and nigga, we come from two different structures and you can't come in between. You can't come in the structure. You know what I mean? Because you get. Just like we can't go in your structure. So, we dealing with some real shit right now.
Hell no, it's the same structure. The streets is the streets, man.
I mean, it's just
niggas blooding and cripping from the West Coast to down south to overseas. Well, it's the same shit, the same hoods and everything. Now.
He need to make peace with all these niggas and squash it.
No, we all agree on that. We're saying that. We want it all to
just
be
make his music and do his thing and cut all that other
make
shit out.
Yeah, make and squash that shit.
Yeah, that's he what we said.
Fuck with the niggas.
He ain't finna make no peace, but the nigga just do your thing and, like, stop responding.
I mean,
to niggas,
just
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Stop doing it because Biggie said he came back to Cali and he got his ass smoked.
Damn, that's foul. Disrespectful, YG.
Jeez. Nah, we just want the youngster to make
damn,
his money,
rest
man.
Rest in peace, Christopher Wallace. Yeah. Damn. Typical West Coast nigga YG.
He went there. God damn.
You did keep it 100.
Hey, if that's how you feel. So
that's how you feel.
That's how somebody, you feel.
People think it might be fucked up, but hey, that's how you feel. You know what I mean?
It's true. It wasn't a lie, though.
No, it wasn't a lie. He was murdered in California. You were correct. In Los Angeles.
Go ahead and drop your Instagram for all replies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wait. Does Biggie have like a legion of people? I know, like Beyonce got
the
Beehive.
It wasn't no lie.
Yeah.
It wasn't no lie. But
nah. You ain't lying. Come on, YG. We ain't mad at that. You said what you said, man. We say wild shit on the show all the time. That's what this show is about. Just
talking
expressing
about
your feelings when it comes to hip hop, regardless
fucking
of
heroin
they're...
addict ass Raider fans and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Here we go.
We go back shit. On the sports tip. Niners, Niners and Raider beef. YG, no, yeah. Who's your football squad?
I mean, shit. I fuck with the Niners. You know, okay. I already got no squad, but I fuck with the Niners.
Niner
I got
gang.
A Niners jersey, so I Niner. But I don't watch football. I don't watch any sports. I be too busy out here getting these yeeks.
And just like YG, them 90 or the 49er fans don't be watching those sports either because they not competitive at all for the last like 5 years and shit.
Man, I can't wait for football season to come back. So. I can see both y'all talk hella shit about
shit,
y'all's
team. The silver and black in y'all uniform, that silver represent the motherfucking meth pipes nigga y'all use.
Oh, man.
That's
terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible.
But, hey, what else we want to talk about, man? Let's holler about some stuff. Wait, let me ask you this. I know y'all, we don't probably care, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It's going to piss some people off. But is there any expectation, any excitement for a possible Jay-Z and Beyonce record?
Man.
Collabo. That's the word on the street.
I mean, not for none
like
of us.
Anybody
none of us
side,
on the panel.
Side. Are you going to check for that?
Come on, get the hell out of here.
Nah, you ain't checking for
it? I've never even...
No, we ain't ended the show like that. It's a question. No. Are you checking for it, YG?
Hell no.
Yeah, why not? Why aren't you checking it?
Man, you know
Jay-Z
what
and
checking.
B. Wait, so you bumping Drake, but you're not going to give Jay-Z and B an opportunity?
Hey, on my mama, hey, they said the Drake album was whack. When that shit got in the middle, the female was singing every song on the Drake album. All right,
so if a female is singing every song to the Beyonce, and she's like, I want you to sing the Jay-Z lyrics, are you doing that? You try to get the yeeks.
Hey, I'm chilling with the Fifi, so yeah. You know what I mean? When I'm with the yeeks, you know what I mean? We chilling.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck your question was.
Look how he trying to avoid. He don't pass the mic. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Executive producer YG, I'm asking you. So, you and the Yeeks is chilling. The Yeeks is singing, the Jay-Z Beyonce joint is on. Yeeks is singing Beyonce, looking you dead in the windows of your soul, waiting for you to sing them Jay-Z lyrics.
Don't let him lie to you at
the same
time.
Is you singing the Jay-Z lyrics?
I'm going to have my eyes closed, so I ain't going to be able to sing the lyrics.
Hey, he talking about Jay. Jay-Z lyric, nigga. I didn't see them do R. Kelly marry the pussy on the living room floor.
Oh, Geek Squad. Geek Squad. You put it on the hood too. Geek Squad. That's crazy.
What up?
That's man.
Hey,
listen,
this nigga's the life of the party right here.
Wait,
man.
No. When I heard. Hey, when I heard YG had a Drake mix, That's what I knew was a rap. I knew my boy was deep in the yeast.
I've been talking about him, man, because nigga, he like goes so stuck in his ways, nigga. It'd be some females over there coming around. This nigga slap on some Mozzie quick. We be in there body for body with bitches and they like, man, turn this shit off, nigga. Like, what's up? Let them put some dumb shit on we don't want to hear, nigga.
So this is the softer side. Yeah, he coming around.
He coming around. He buying Drake mixes and shit. Yeah, that, yeah, like, Drake okay. Mixes.
He got two types of wine at the house now, damn. Red and white.
Oh, nigga, we get Goose and Cavassier now, man. You know what I mean?
The Yeeks got choices. Yeah. He's like, you choose it tonight, baby. Yeah. You know? Oh, man, that is crazy. So, yeah, honestly, no, in my opinion, I don't really have any interest in a Jay-Z Beyonce record.
You know, I'm not going to totally shit on it because it all depends on who produced that motherfucker. If it's produced by the right people with the right type of beats, like, they can make a good song, but I don't think that it'll be, I don't think that most of the music that they can make together, the best music will be marketable.
I mean, I think it won't last, because look what happened when he ventured off of R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah.
They like, they made two good albums, but from there, that whole relationship.
Flopped. Yeah, they
flopped.
This is a husband and wife thing.
It's still it's issue.
So it who the fuck is that nigga? Peaches and her. Peaches and her. Fuck out of here, nigga.
It's still
who the fuck
business.
Is that? Peaches and her.
They gonna be. I can tell.
Ebony and Ivory and shit.
No, hey, at the end of the day, it's still business. And I don't think
Tina and Rick. Nigga, hey, fuck hey, out of here. Nobody.
You an artist?
Was paid.
As you an artist and your girl artist, y'all want to keep your shit separate. Y'all won't want to get it. Y'all won't want to get connected because it's.
But they've had some good songs together. Songs that people liked.
Let
me
that
and
be.
My girlfriend. What was it? Drunken Love.
Let it be. Let
the
it
one
be.
Where she was rolling on the ground in the hey, next to the car or whatever.
Let that be. And
you
that don't
cut
have
it out.
Show,
you know them. You know no damn album. Good song.
I said shit that people liked. I did say good songs off the bat, but then I clarified. I said it was shit that people liked.
I mean, they
you'll
got
never catch
now.
Me bumping
they got
all
them kids. They need to just fucking sit back and let somebody else in the game.
Man, they too old for that shit. They waited older, too late.
Well, they definitely going on the tour. Word is there might be some music that comes with that.
They too late.
Simon's a big Beyonce and Jay fan.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Hey, come on now.
All right. Like
let's do it too much.
You
nah,
got a Beehive backpack like customly.
Well,
maybe?
No, I'm not saying not
all right,
like
well, let me ask you this question. Beyonce, let me ask you this question.
That's not my.
Y'all are rappers. Every single rapper has an R&B chick that they admire. So I'm going to start off with you, Yeeky Vanderway. The one and only.
I mean,
Yeek
shit.
Squad. Who's your R&B girl?
I grew up loving Maya. You know what I mean?
Maya, okay.
And Maya, still
and let's keep
fly.
This respectfully hey, as possible.
Maya
still
get
fire
it.
Right
Maya
right
get
now,
it.
Now.
Maya get it. She
Maya.
All right.
All right. Guns. King OG. Maya's off the table. You can't go with Maya because YG that. Scooped her. He's choosing. So who you going with?
Say hip hop shit.
No, I'm just saying R&B, because you know it's the old adage R&B rapper with the R&B chick.
That nigga want Missy Elliott.
Oh, no. Hey, Missy dropped a lot of weight. She out there doing it.
Oh shit,
the brat.
The brat.
Nah, what do you want? I can get it, nigga. Fuck what you talking about, nigga. Shit.
He said so fucked-ified.
Nah, I used to like what's the old girl that play
on what?
Luke Cage. She play on Luke Cage.
Rosario Dawson?
Yeah, Rosario.
Yeah, Rosario. Yeah, she don't sing though.
You said hip hop shit.
No, so
that's
what you
said.
When
I was young, nigga. Remember?
No.
Nigga,
shout out to her. She's bad.
Nigga,
but
kids,
I'm saying
he said Lala.
He got game, nigga. Yeah. Like that was my time, nigga.
Right. But I was just saying R&B wise. Was
he
it
went back to
bro?
When he was 8 years old.
He said eight years
old.
Nah, R&B.
You a fool, YG.
Oh, yeah, let me in the show, bro. Yes, you know.
Wow. I mean, that's cool. If you don't have one off top, I'm going to go with you, Saab Capone, the greatest rapper never known.
Yeah, R&B chick.
R&B. Rhythm and blues. Want me to throw some names out there for you?
No, you got
to
throw names. I got it.
I know who. If you say any other name, I'm a clown. But I know who you. I know who yours is. I know. We've had this conversation.
No, we shifted.
I used to be.
Oh, this is New Sign? Okay.
We shifted energy.
So go ahead. Give me New Sign.
Nah, I'm going to have to go with the classics, man.
Classics.
I got to go with the classics. I'm going with Ashanti, man. What? Ashanti? Right now.
Okay. Ashanti over Tamia.
I would take Ashanti over to me.
You take Ashanti. You're talking about Ashanti right now, not Ashanti
right now.
Right now.
We're talking
about
wrong
woman.
Ashanti, man.
Are we talking now and then? That's what you.
Well, I mean, she's relevant now. Ashanti's Ashanti.
Okay,
so you can say Ashanti now.
Okay, Ashanti.
I'm taking Ashanti.
Ashanti now.
And it's because of what she look like now.
So Ashanti's round table. Ashanti's locking it down, huh?
For me.
Okay, he loyal. He loyal to the Maya. Yeah, 100. Maya, holla. What is it? Livewire 52?
No, 5-4.
Livewire what?
5-4.
Livewire 5-4 on Instagram. Maya, so you're looking for a little thug in your life.
Nigga, that's gonna treat you right.
I'd rather be your nigga.
I'll be all night.
Yeah, right. We wildin'. Yeah, man. We definitely wildin'. This is an honest conversation about hip hop. Again, we in here wildin', having joke, just having conversation. So if we offend you, so sorry.
Fuck you.
So sorry if we offend you. So what else is cracking, fellas? We still got
some
time.
Depends, nigga. Let's hold up your loose bottom pussy that's hanging.
Damn.
Y'all foul.
It's in the meat.
Well, let's talk about this real quick. What else is going on right now, man, in the culture of hip hop, man? What's cracking? Are y'all up on the Joyner Lucas
Logic
beef?
Yeah, Joyner Lucas Logic. Y'all know how I feel about it.
You ain't banging Logic in the whip.
I already made my random rant on Logic a couple episodes back, and I just can't rock with dude.
So you take Joyner over Logic if they had a battle.
He mopped the floor with that dude. Man.
Okay,
there's no comparison. It's like night and day.
Logic
can rap.
Joyner Lucas is nice. He's nice with the storytelling and how he incorporated with the video. You ought to really paint that picture. But Logic, you know, like he on that M influence and shit, like lyrical shit is what he, that's all he do.
So
you know
think
what I mean?
Lyrically he's a better rapper than Joyner?
Yeah, I think with the flow pattern
the fuck
and shit
have you
like
listened
that.
To?
Yeah.
Have you heard any other songs other than the I'm Not a Racist?
Yeah.
Man, you tripping.
Yeah, nah. But hell I think nah. If it's neck to neck, you know what I mean? I'm thinking Logic, dude. Mm. I think he's going to pull it off.
I think Joyner has a more aggressive style. And I think his wordplay is better than Logic's, in my opinion.
I just think he's a better MC all around.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, all around.
I think Logic,
yeah, all around. But
I think Logic clearly is the better artist. Lucas is the better MC. Mm. So, and it also depends if it could be the.
Do you think it's going to result to that?
No, I think Logic already said
he
kind of
passed. He's like
Logic got to worry about delivering hit records. For Def Jam now. Yeah. Logic is the face of Def Jam. Let's just think about that. 2018, Logic is the face of Def Jam.
That's fucking corny.
So you got Paul Rosenberg over there who got the Eminem formula. You know, we don't have Dre. He don't have Jimmy. But he still has a recipe to make some shit happen.
I wonder who's doing production over there. That's the question.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But you know, he's now got to put out big records every time he drops.
Exactly.
The mixtape came out. It did extremely well.
You got to carry the label, so.
Was that because the label gave it a little push?
Yeah, so. Nigga,
we don't know.
That can backfire easy on
we'll
you.
See how long, well, you know, this
gamble.
Album goes.
Hey.
We'll see how long this current mixtape project is relevant for. I think that'll determine success overall. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but everybody's saying good things about it. So, what do you think? You said you definitely think
I think Logic will get him this. Because like I said, with Jordan Lucas, he's nice, but Logic, he's not my favorite either. But as far as with the flow patterns and shit like
How do you say that and you shit on M and he sound like a watered down young version of M?
No, I said I don't like him. They in the category. You know what I mean? So I'm not listening to that shit.
How do you put him above what's the name?
No, I'm just saying.
He's saying he can beat Jordan Lucas.
Nigga. I just think on it, if them had or they had to develop a track and the track right. going at each other. I just think
I think Logic would have the better product overall, the better song.
They already
overall.
Got a song together with Tech N9ne's album where all of them on there, and what's the name had the weakest verse on the song.
No, but what Simon's saying, if they went head to head now, release songs, he thinks Logic songs overall would be better. No,
nigga, I put money on that, nigga. That Logic get landslided, nigga. It's just it's no comparison. He way more of an intricate MC, like more detailed with his flow. With the whole deliveries, changing up the cadences, and he's just way, way more. He got more layers. Logic is cool. I'm not saying it just ain't for me.
I say he's trash.
I just don't like his shit, but nigga, what's name is just a different caliber of rap, period. I don't think Logic can take it to where Jordan Lucas can take it on no levels. I think he just got a bigger marketing plan behind him and a bigger machine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A bigger platform and shit. And he got a head start, too. He got years on Jordan.
Yeah, Logic's been doing it for a long time, and I don't think a lot of people acknowledge that and give him that credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've just started hearing about him over the past couple of years. You know, this is still, he's on his trajectory up. So there's still, he really is just maybe now starting to be a household name. So... it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'm going to be really interested to see how Def Jam puts their money into him, because there's a lot of artists who are still on that label or were on that label that Def Jam just at some point was releasing albums. You didn't even know cats was dropping.
Mm.
Be like, what? This album came out?
Yeah.
What? This album came out? So it'll be really crazy to see how they put this together and roll out Logic. And if, again, the Eminem recipe is put into play. Those are just my thoughts there. But any thoughts before we close the show? Anything y'all like to say?
Good.
Mr. Yeeky Smalls the illest. Executive producer of this episode. You got anything else to say, partner?
He high now. Yeah. He high and quiet.
He blown. I'm blown. So again, thanks for tuning in and listening. It's been an honest conversation about hip-hop. Tonight with Gunna, a.k.a. King OG. We got Sound Capone in the building. And we got Yeeky Smalls, the illest YG in the building. You can always find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, of course, Lisbon. All you have to do is go ahead and type in Honest Conversation on Google. All links come up. We out, chair. Just fucking with y'all. Shout outs to everybody who's tuning in. And until next time, we'll definitely be back. But, you know what? I'm tripping. Big shouts out to a little young brother out there in South Central LA doing it. Skinny Kenny, you out there doing it. I see you, man. So big ups to you and your grinds, your salute. Man.
Billboards and shit.
Doing it big.
Just want to shout him out. He got a dope ass song right now. It's called East Side. You can catch it on SoundCloud. You can actually catch it out in the streets. He's out there pushing physical copies in the streets, and you can hit him up for a Skinny Kenny. What is it? USB.
USB.
Yeah, he got USB drives. USB. So you can check him out at Facebook, SoundCloud, or he's on SoundCloud. Just type in Skinny Kenny East Side featuring Glasses Malone. If you're a West Coast fan, if you're a fan of music in general, definitely want to go ahead and take a listen to
that.
Is that
produced by Battle Cat?
I'm not sure if Battle Cat produced. I don't think so. No, it's produced by somebody else who was like producing this project. But big shout out to them. I just wanted to salute him because he's on his grind, and I like the music is dope too, and I'm fucking with it. So anyway, we out again. Overtime Hustling. Big shout out to y'all. Honest Conversation about hip hop. We out.
Overtime hustling.
Oh. East side. East side, nigga. Oh, yeah. peace. The bro hit me like,
hey, what's new? The homies got a funk, we should slide on through. I know it's gonna be some bitches and they homegirls with them, and I bet $100 that I fuck one too.
And I'm like, shit, nigga, I'm with it. Okay. I know that you the homie, but I hate to admit that I'm way too funky for that bullshit, nigga. So I bet 200 that you ain't gon' hit it. Pour it up with the hand, I'm slapped. The liquor got me feeling like a nigga a Mac. Slamming through the front, then I slide to the back. I ain't worried about you niggas, cause the homies are strapped. But where the hoes at? You know they be shaking their ass. And I be right behind, spilling drink from the glass. Back it up on me, I'ma switch it up in advance. One time, let me do my dance like this. One time to the left, two times for the right slide. Let me see you do a spin. One time for the west, two times for the east side. Give it up for the win, like, win, like.
Oh Lord, it's my chance. So back the fuck up, let me do my dance.
One time for the west, two times for the east side. Give it up for the win, like.
I said, yeah, like, what's up, it's function dope fun without a real old check. Papered up, send a dope old ticket. So it's a 100 young bitches trying to freak on me. And I'm like, baby, bring me that ad. But if this dick get hard, you better let me smash. Eat that, and I lick that. But if that head top flat, you can get this cash, ay? Bro, nigga, don't feel me.
Don't feel me.
Fade nigga wanna kill me.
Kill me.
Cause real recognize real. I'm in the mirror like, hey, what's the deal? Don't I know you? Do say now the party getting social.
So
too bad, little bitches just rode through. Skinny Kenny got some rubber, throw two. I'm about to cup over
one time. Time to the left, two times for the right slide. Let me see you do a spin. One time for the west, two times for the east side. Give it up for the win, like, win, like.
Oh Lord, it's my chance. So back the fuck up, let me do my dance.
One time for the west, two times for the east side. Give it up for the win, like.